Texas tow truck driver rescues deputy trapped inside burning vehicle. By Ethan Lechtman on July 26, 2022. A tow truck driver rescued a Harris County Precinct 8 deputy who was trapped inside a burning vehicle after being hit from behind while pulled over on the side of a highway. Richard Borgstrom was driving on the Sam Houston Parkway, also referred to as Beltway 8, in Pasadena, Texas, before 2:10 a.m. when he heard a loud crash nearby. A commercial work truck hit Deputy Kayla Mella's patrol vehicle, parked on the shoulder of the street on the 1300 block of the Beltway over St. Augustine Street, from behind, resulting in her vehicle engulfing in flames, according to a press release from the Harris County Precinct 8 Constable's Office. Borgstrom drove up to the site of the crash and realized that Lamella was trapped inside the fiery patrol car. He told ABC 13 that he initially tried punching the window but was unsuccessful, which led him to grab a trailer hitch from his truck and break the window. Borgstrom pulled Lamella out through the window before the flames reached the driver's side. Authorities told ABC 13 that the tow truck driver's heroic actions not only saved the deputy from the flames but also from the ammunition inside the vehicle that was starting to explode. Responding officers reportedly had to take cover from flying bullets upon arrival at the scene. "I wasn't about to just leave her in there and let her die," Borgstrom told the outlet. Lamella was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries but required 10 staples to her head due to a cut and 3 stitches to her chin, ABC 13 reported. She was later released from the hospital and is resting at home, according to the constable's office. The driver and passenger of the commercial work truck also only sustained minor injuries. The crash is currently under investigation, according to authorities. After offering thoughts and prayers for Lamella and others involved in the accident, Constable Phil Sandlin praised Borgstrom for this bravery. "I would like to extend my thanks to Mr. Borgstrom, who without regard for his own safety, did not hesitate to act in this situation," Sandlin said. "This is yet another example of a tow truck operator who stepped up to render assistance to one of my deputies when needed, and for that, I am grateful." You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.